Some of the things that were brought up, you know, were kind of regional specific.
Yeah.
Some being at the Lake of the Ozarks,
yeah.
Some being in Midmo. And this is kind of a planning for the 2020 through 2024 timeframe, right?
That's correct. What we do is we have a statewide transportation improvement process. We work with local communities and the regional planners in each of those communities. A lot of times they're volunteers and local officials. A lot of times they're, you know, in the larger communities. They have professional planners on staff. But we go through that process each and every year. And what we're doing is trying to kick that off a little bit earlier than we do normally so that we can consider the possibility of additional resources being made available through the legislative initiative to place Prop D on the ballot.
And now with Prop D, I'm sorry if I'm stepping on your toes here, with Prop D, obviously that's going to come down to the voters' decision in November. Are you kind of working maybe two different plans, future plans, one if maybe this does pass and one maybe if this doesn't pass? Do you kind of have a fallback if this doesn't?
Well, we run about 20 different plans, so we have a lot of different scenarios that we go through. There are a lot of variables. Literally each and every season, every winter is a new scenario. If we have a very severe winter and we have damage on the infrastructure, we have to change our maintenance plans going forward. So obviously we're always looking for that advanced planning, because that's when we know that the taxpayers are getting the greatest value. And when we are connecting with the communities that we serve, and their input comes into that plan, I think that's when the taxpayers get the greatest value. So obviously we've got an existing five-year plan that the commission approved in July. We have, just in the 3 years, we're running on a capital basis about $900 million in that. But you consider we have a transportation infrastructure, just the roads and bridges on the statewide level, that the replacement value is about $125 billion. So we're putting in less than 1% of the asset value into its replacement and improvement. That's a tall order. So we're actually very encouraged with the way the legislature acted to consider this issue. I think it's one of those things, a lot of people get cynical about public policy. I am not one of those people, because you add information, you add deliberation and discussion at the legislative level, representatives of the people. They came up with a solution, at least for making some improvement in the system, and they're giving the public the opportunity to weigh in on it. That's the way it ought to work, right? And, you know, with the support of the Governor Parson and Lieutenant Governor Kehoe, Lieutenant Governor, who served on our Highway and Transportation Commission as its chair for some period of time, you've got a top executive team with the Governor and Lieutenant Governor that really understand this issue and have been providing a lot of support for it.
I do want to ask about Prop B, but I want to start by asking about, I had a lot of tweets after I tweeted this, I-70 Roachport Bridge, and I know the task force report recommended replacement. You said they're on their fourth, will be on their fourth rehab, about $15 million, but what stuck out on that is you mentioned on a good day it'll be a three-hour backup, a bad day, eight-hour backup. That's going to be a big deal. Do you know when that would start?
We're looking, and we continually monitor and assess the condition of that bridge, and we believe that probably in earnest would have to start in 2020,
okay,
maybe 2021. So we're looking at that season. We're looking to see how long we could, maybe there are some smaller fixes that wouldn't be as high an impact. But I tell you, you get into gusset plates that are decades old, and anything could happen. So we're really trying to get our engineers to study this greater. We know the condition requires improvements. In fact, just about 18 months ago, we had a finger joint shear on that. We had our local company, DeLong's, fabricated after hours, came in and fabricated two 14-foot-long finger joints, and our crews installed them at night during a hailstorm under a tornado watch, I believe. So that's how important this structure is. We take it really seriously. We take the impacts to the public very seriously. And simply, as I looked at the plans when I first came in here, you look at a rehabilitation on that when what we really should be doing is replacing it. You know, we want to use the existing facility for its useful life and put something beside it so that we can not have those traffic impacts. That's the right solution, but the equation is, you know, $200+ million that we don't at present have.
If Proposition D were to pass, would that provide enough money to replace that bridge? Is that something that you would prioritize? Do you think it could be done?
Well, we would have to, just on that alone, so when you think about it, Prop D at its full implementation 4 years out comes up to $288 million for the whole state.
Sure.
And that's in 2024 when that when that breaks out. So if we need to be doing construction on that bridge prior to us coming to that level.
Yeah.
I can tell you that we can't allocate the entirety of the 10 cents to one project.
Right.
But what we're going to have to do is work with the commission, work with the General Assembly, maybe look at some financial advancement where we may have to borrow some money to do that. We have to make sure that that's a wise and sound financial plan.
So bottom line, just on that Roachport Bridge, again, if you the 3 to 8 hour backup and stuff, that would be 2021 if it happens. But your preference would be to replace it and maybe do bonding, your preference. Because Greg Razor, Bill Reibold, Kevin Kourlou, across the party lines, they all told me that thing needs to be replaced.
Right. That's absolutely right. You know, we know that the public, even if they're if they have not been made aware of it, the notion that any plan that comes into, you know, in each and every week over a 9 month period, a 3 to 8 hour delay, that's going to be unacceptable. And honestly, it would cost the public more in that traffic delay than funding the bridge itself.
Yeah. Proposition B is on the ballot. I guess my final question or two on that. It's a huge issue. Gasoline tax hasn't been raised in the state since 96. John Ashcroft and Bob Griffin helped push that through. It was bipartisan. How crucial is that vote?
Well, I think it's crucial. You know, when you look at the impact of lost purchasing power over that 22-year period, you know, in any given year, it's not a crisis, and that's why it hasn't been solved. But when you stack it up over those 22 years, we lose between $50 and $60 million a year in purchasing power alone. That's on the projects that we have. You know, 3% inflation on a $900 million program, that's $27 million. The $800-plus million that we're not getting to is also increasing with inflation. That doesn't show up on anybody's tally mark, but I tell you what, over 22 years, when you've stacked up an $800 million project deficit for safety and economic development for the state, then it's real numbers. So making improvements, even if we don't solve everything with this measure, trending in the right direction is vitally important. And I tell you what, the ability then to go make the case in Washington to solve the problem at the national level and to bring additional federal resources back home to Missouri, that's where it's really going to get interesting.
You hopeful?
Absolutely.
You're hopeful about
absolutely.
The final question for me, 270 in St. Louis, something grabbed my attention. You're using nets to keep things from falling off the bridge. That's scary.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. There's no way around it. The age and condition of that infrastructure, you know, we can have, on a given day, we can have 140,000, 150,000 vehicles a day on that, and probably 25, 30% of that is commercial vehicles. It's an incredibly important aspect to not only to the St. Louis region, but to the entire state. And honestly, to the entire country, we move $700 billion worth of products on that facility alone, just the freight movements. And, you know, because we have such high demands on that, and it's one of the oldest segments of our interstate system, it's in desperate need of repair. We need to be working on that. We need to be working on it soon.